Whew. Toasty in here. Good morning, folks. Early December, first snow of the year. Mixed feelings about mixed precipitation. Well, today we're going to get back into some bike builds. Last month, I went back to Italy with my mom and aunt and Tenzin. I had brought my 700C bike earlier in the summer, and you know those bikes, especially in my size, which is the biggest size they make. Those bikes, you know, they don't pack down so well. Not that you can't do it; it's just boxes are not easy to find, especially if you live out in the country, and not always the best option. And I'd say the same for those soft hard cases. You know, unless you've got a carbon bike that, you know, is strong in some ways but very fragile in others, you know, I wouldn't recommend one of those big travel cases. They're expensive and they're very heavy. So, you know, for me, someone who's 6'3", 6'2" now, I'm shrinking as I'm 44 years old, compact geometry 26-inch mountain bike with fat tires is an amazing travel bike. The 26-inch wheels end up being like a mini velo for a big person. Not only do they pack down super small, but they're very light and generally already have scratches on them, so you're not gonna, you know, you don't have to worry about your paint job as much. So
paint job.
All
right, so I was able to pack this bike up in a pretty small package, you know, one of these soft bags here. I usually get like, I don't know, like 4 to 5 trips out of one of these bags, and it costs the same amount as a cardboard box if you were to buy it. That's the whole bike. So, I'd also carry it like this. I put a few pieces of old jeans around the handlebars just so it doesn't rub on the paint or anything. Sometimes it does, no big deal. And that's all there is to it. But you see, it's all a nice, tidy package here with these Vole straps. Generally put this thing back together, it doesn't take long.
Sometimes it works great. As you may have seen a few videos ago with the R-Works Evu, it doesn't always work in my favor. Paint jobs cannot be sacred. You know, use that bike. Scratches on a bike just means you use it. I think bikes just look better with scratches on them. I'd tell myself that. Makes life a lot easier. Well, there's no coffee in there. Now that we're all caffeinated and toasty warm from this fire, let's head on down to the cold barn and go over this
1992
Klein Pinnacle drop bar travel bike. Going for that ride. Instead, we'll go back in time.
Still getting moved in here, folks, you know. It feels good to have a space all to myself. Hey, hey there, folks. Coming to you from the new barn workshop here. Yeah, just got this Klein Pinnacle in the mail. There we go. Get a better shot of it here.
So let's cannibalize a few bikes to get this thing built, buddy.
MB2, Bridgestone MB2, RIP MB2. Got this cool Bontrager switchblade fork, so I think it's gonna look pretty cool out here.
Oh yeah, handle that latex.
I thought I was going to need like a short and high sound for this for this bike, but the way the, it's like a 70 degree head tube angle, but I think I made it even slacker with that fork that I just put on it. So, you know, even though it's got like a 60 centimeter top tube, I'm needing a very long stem to make up for that. T-bone. So I've pretty much got everything on here but the chain. Tried a few different bar tape choices, but you won't be able to see that because it's too dark in here right now. And oh my god, it was a pain in the ass to move to get the cable through this internal routing out the other side. Okay, well, here it is. Just took it out for its first little test spin. Yeah, it felt really nice. Felt really nice. Gotta go out for a little bike ride. And here it is.
What were we doing here again? Let's cut all this artsy crap and wheel this thing out, shall we? Check. Sorry. Hello there, folks. Okay. Well, what do you think of all this, huh? Oh boy, this is not going to stay white for very long. I've always had an affinity for Klein's, a big Tinker Juarez fan. Still am today. You got to check out his Instagram. He's looking for a new team right now, so if anybody out there wants to sponsor him. Of course, Tinker Juarez, iconic Klein attitude. The Pinnacle was more of their mountain touring bike, explains the rear rack mounts here. But this is by no means a heavy touring bike. This is a very lightweight frame, very lightweight oversized aluminum frame. That is really a sight to behold. I'm not sure if this lighting is picking up this paint, but it is insane. So I picked this up on eBay, just the frame and the pressed in bottom bracket, which I don't really know what I'm going to do if this bottom bracket wears out, but it looks like a good one in there. So I'm just going to hope it lasts a long time. Anyway, this frame was $250, and I already had all the other parts. Of course, that Bontrager switchblade fork was on a Bridgestone MB2 that I was riding for a while. That ended up cracking on me, unfortunately.
Oh, wow.
Let's slice into some pumpkin pie and talk about this build, shall we? Well, let's start with the fit here, okay? I wanted to make this bike fit like my road bike. I wanted it to be a fat tire road bike. And so that would explain this aggressive positioning. I find I like upright bikes also, just as much as the next person out there. But, you know, I also like getting aggressive. And aggressive is still comfortable for me as long as the stem is long enough. If I try to go aggressive with a short stem, I get really bad lower back pain. So that also explains, you know, this is the biggest frame that they made. It's 22 inch. It's basically a 56. I am a 59 to 61 in road bike sizing, and the super long stem. That's a 135 Tioga T-bone stem there. Now, this much saddle to drop, again, like I said, as long as that stem is long enough, which this one is plenty long enough, I am perfectly comfortable on a bike like this, actually very comfortable. The other premise of this bike was to build it around our Ultra Dynamico 26 by 2.1-ish Kavas, which are a super fast, light tire with just a little bit more grip than a slick, but a really great mixed terrain tire that rides great in the dirt and great on the road. I knew on this Italy trip we were going to be doing a bit of both, so I wanted to make sure I took something pretty versatile. So this is by all means a fat tire road bike. Okay, so I went with a titanium Sklar seat post here with an Ideale aluminum-bodied, titanium-railed leather saddle. A lot of great flex between this seat post saddle tire combo. Over here, we've got the Tioga T-Bone, a little nod to John Tomac there, of course, who famously raced drop bar mountain bikes in the early 90s. And these handlebars I got from Blue Lug. They're neato. They're super shallow drop, which I love. I flared them out a little bit. I can't remember the model name. These levers are Diacomp ENE shifters. I believe I also got these from Blue Lug, matching the black IRD headset on there also. You could see this top tube is massive. Crazy to have a top tube this much larger than the head tube. This is a one-inch steer bike, so pretty fun. Of course, Paul brakes front and rear. Paul brakes are the best. Don't settle for anything else. And before you make your mind up about rim brakes, I suggest you try some. The internal cable routing. Annoying well ahead of their time, Klein was. Annoying not only with the internal routing, but the press fit bottom bracket as well. I mean, look where it comes out back here. There's no stop. Keeps going all the way down to the brake here. And of course, we weren't going to forget the drivetrain. This was thrown together without much thought, honestly, but, you know, going with the black and silver theme. And, of course, I got this derailleur for $18 at Bikus in Tucson. And I had these Micro Drive 94 BCD S-Works cranks that happened to give me a pretty good chain line with the bottom bracket that is immovable. So didn't have a full range of options. Suntour XC Pro front derailleur. 8-speed cassette back here and 1132. 8-speed chain, of course. Some beefy stays. Everything on this bike, you know, thin wall, big tubing. And these wheels were donated by neighbor Mike LaChance over in Salem, Connecticut. More of that tube shaping. I don't know if you can see it. Yeah, Tectonic pedals. Love these pedals, made in Durango, Colorado. Look at that. I mean, they run on ball bearings, not bushings. So that's how you get this smooth action. Great big pedal for big feet. Look at that big, beefy White Industries hub. Yeah, it's Italian, baby.
And Ringlay, baby.
And, of course, we are using Vittoria latex inner tubes. You could still find them out there in 26 by 2.3, so do a little searching on eBay. Likely a lot of them out there are pretty old, but boy, oh boy, do they ride nice. Just a little latex reservoir tip there. Okay, folks, well, here's a little bag update for you. We don't have any. That's the short of it. Yeah, our guy in Vermont, not able to make any profit off making our bags. So they used to take us 2 hours to make. They took him 3.5 hours to make each. So he didn't really make any money off this last round, so obviously that's not sustainable. So we're having them sampled by some other factories in the U.S., and we'll see what they come up with. But as far as the Fabio's chest goes, you know, don't expect anything before the springtime, I wouldn't think. The Fab's abs redo that you've seen on a few of my bike builds recently, or I guess really for the last year, because we were supposed to make them last year when we still had a factory. But we've got some other things that'll be ready before Christmas. So, you know, keep checking the site. Sorry, I don't have better news for all that stuff. It's been a tough year as far as the bag production goes. Okay. Let's go inside. How did I get out here? Regardless of how it packs down or how cool it looks or how light it is, how does it ride? It's got a lot of, it's a fast bike. It's very comfy. Riding on tires like that, the effective outside diameter is the same as, you know, a road wheel. So, for example, here is our 700 by 33 Kava road tire and our 26 inch Mars, for example, come out being a very similar effective outside diameter, as you see here. A standard road tire like a 28, which we don't make, we don't condone road tires that skinny, even closer to this size. So a very neutral size that a lot of us would agree is very
nice.
And aluminum, you may be wondering, doesn't that ride like a beer can? Boeing makes airplanes out of aluminum. Not a great example. It's super responsive when you step on the pedals. It has a great climbing position. These big soft tires and the titanium seat post and the nice saddle absorb so much road vibration and any sort of shock you'd need. I'm just riding in circles here in case you didn't notice. Super comfy ride. And when you need to stomp on the pedals, the stiffness is there. In another step further and proving my point that frame material doesn't matter. You take a bike that was designed to be as stiff as humanly possible at a time when stiffness was everything. And you put some nice tires and components on here and you have a really, really nice riding bike. Like riding a road bike on clouds. Alright, so I love this bike. I'm looking forward to many more miles on this thing, not just as a travel bike, but just as a do anything bike around here in a racy position. As you've seen, I've switched the pedals over to clipless, my stomp locks here, and I've been using this thing, you know, with no bags on it or anything, just as like an unloaded, fast, chubby road, and it's been a blast. So in the comments, I'd love to know what you think about repurposing vintage mountain bikes into chubby road bikes. And let me know how you like the build. What do you think about aluminum bikes from this era in general? And what do you think about aluminum bikes moving forward, the new golden age of aluminum? I'd love to know your thoughts. As always, I'll be right here. But where is here? And what's right? Stage left. And if I don't see you again before the holidays, I hope you have a happy one. I'm gonna go for a bike ride and continue to go on bike rides because that's what keeps me going this time of year. Hope you're finding your joy somewhere as well, folks. Toodles.